Hey everyone, welcome to the Others Podcast. I am your host, Steve Penny. Joining me again, he's been on his spring travels, but he's back with us now. We are a week late or so, you can blame him for it. But it is the boy from Brazil, it is Rafa. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Yeah, we are recording a little bit late because you had your holidays last week, wasn't it? You were away for a few days.
Yes, man. I've been in three cities.
Touring Europe.
Yeah, like it was the first time in all those cities, Cologne, Germany, Amsterdam, and then Brussels. It was pretty cool.
We'll talk a little bit more about it at the end if there were any highlights or pickups for you.
Okay.
But this week, we are going to discuss a track from NERD. It seems to be a track that a lot of NERD fans hate. Yeah, I actually quite enjoy.
Yes.
It is from the SpongeBob Sponge Out of Water soundtrack. It is Squeeze Me.
Yes, man.
You like this one?
Man, look at my smile. I cannot stop smiling just thinking about it. It's one of those tracks that I hate myself for forgetting about it.
It's a tune, man. It's a tune.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's that good. It's just really fun.
Yeah, it's a fun, it's catchy. Like, you know, we were going to record last week when you got back from your trip, but obviously logistical issues and we couldn't. But I spent like a day listening to the track, watching the video and all that. It has been stuck in my head nonstop for the last week, I think. In a good way, there's a lot of songs that get stuck in my head and I'm like, oh my God, I want to shoot myself in the head. But this is a good one. It's a nice, happy one.
Yes, man. And I think it's lovely that the line that was stuck in my head was, squeeze me till I pop. Like, man, that's so nasty of Pharrell putting that line on kids' music.
Yeah, we'll get into, there's a few innuendos in the song. We'll get into that in a sec. We'll go through the usual facts. So, like I say, from the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water, which I think is the second SpongeBob movie, the first kind of live action one, or part live action one. That film was released, on the soundtrack. The soundtrack was released on the 3rd of February 2015. Squeeze Me itself, I think the video and the single were released on the 5th of January, so about a month before. On that soundtrack, on the album, there are five songs from the Neptunes and or NERD. And then what I actually was quite impressed with in terms of the movie was it had a budget of $74 million, yet it made $325 million, which is the second highest grossing film based on an animated TV show. Do you know what the number one spot is?
No idea.
Simpsons. Simpsons movie, which made $527 million when it came out.
Wow.
Yeah. So, in terms of like NERD songs, I think this is quite a slept-on one. Because it was never really, I feel, not heavily promoted. But when I think back and I think about the movie adverts, it was in those that they played in cinemas, they played on TV and other places. But it seems to have kind of gone under the radar, I think, for a lot of NERD fans.
Oh, 100%. And I think, like, since, like, the NERD, like, the guys didn't come up together to promote the song, I think, like, it was forgettable just because of that. It was not, like, happy, for example, when they tried to promote that song, like, for months, and then hit the radios. So, yeah, I think everybody, if you pay attention to the comment sections on the video, like everybody that watched the movie loved the song.
I think it fits perfectly with the movie itself.
Exactly.
And I think that's what a lot of NERD fans need to, I think, to remember. Because I think there are NERD fans obviously know of the track. And a lot of them that I've spoken to over the years really don't like this. And it's not that they don't like the track, but they don't like that it's an NERD track. And, you know, it's not, this isn't a real NERD song. And, this isn't, in search of or fly or die or anything like that. It's a pop song. But to me, that's one of the great, and we've said it before on the podcast, one of the great appeals of Pharrell and NERD to a certain extent is they are so diverse and flexible and can make music of for any genre or any kind of situation really. And let's be honest, this song isn't made for 30, 40-year-old NERD fans. This is a song that's made for a SpongeBob movie. We all know Pharrell, has an affinity and a love for SpongeBob. I'm sure he jumped at the chance to work on the soundtrack, and I'm sure the other guys did as well. So, it's fulfilling something that they want to do, not necessarily something they're trying to do for the fans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe what I'm going to say right now is a little bit controversial, but
Well, here we go.
one song that NERD put out that I don't feel like is a NERD song at all is "Lemon" with Rihanna. I don't think that song is a NERD song like at all. It's like a Pharrell song featuring Rihanna, or even or go further, like it's a Rihanna song featuring Pharrell. And
Yeah,
this song,
I know
like
what you
"Excuse Me,"
mean.
is more of a NERD song than "Lemon," in my opinion.
Yeah, then I think it's more the fact that it's not like in NERD's kind of usual style. I think people look at it and think it's too much of a pop song for NERD to be doing. To me personally, I don't care. I enjoy the song. I like the song. I'd happily listen to it, happily watch the video. And talking of the video, this is one that, again, it's playful. I enjoy it. I enjoy watching it. It's got, for those that haven't seen it, we'll try and kind of explain it, but I recommend you go and watch it on YouTube, and the links will be in the show notes. But it's got, like, obviously NERD don't appear in the video themselves. It's a still image of their faces, so Pharrell, Shay, and Chad. That picture of their face is then, distorted and changed into the shape of a SpongeBob type body, a rectangular shape. And they've got, the little kind of shorts and the little SpongeBob legs and shoes and everything. So they are kind of, characters within the video itself, but with their kind of real life pictures as the faces and bodies. So it's a weird look. And then obviously the mouths and the eyes are kind of animated to go along with the vocals and stuff like that. It is a strange one, but I do think it works very well in the whole SpongeBob type world and that kind of weird quirkiness that it has.
Oh yeah, 100%. Especially the concept of the song and the video is all trippy, right? Like I remember Pharrell saying like the song was inspired by a yellow submarine of Beatles. It's all about psychedelic experience.
And it's very, that's exactly some of the notes I've got. The video itself, kind of looks very psychedelic. There's a lot of bright flashing colors, repetitive shapes, and stuff like that. So it really gives that kind of trippy vibe.
Yeah, and when I think about when I was watching this video, I'm not comparing the songs or the video, but I think the idea is kind of the same. Remember that song that Pharrell also did for a movie for Despicable Me? I think it was three, the Something Special, that is all yellow, is all psychedelic and trippy. It's almost the same vibe, Like, and the song also goes pretty well to with the video. I think even better. Like the song gets when you listen to and in watching the video, is the song is even better.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it certainly adds to it. Yeah, it gives it a certain vibe for sure, and it also works quite well because of the type of movie that it is, where it's obviously part cartoon, part sort of live action. They kind of intercut different scenes from the movies and obviously things that they've animated just for the video itself, but it all comes together and works very well. Whereas sometimes I think with these singles that are representing soundtracks and or movies, you can see sometimes they're forcing in scenes from the movies and stuff, and they don't, it doesn't really work. It's just, here's our song. Oh, and here's suddenly 3 seconds of the movie that we're on the soundtrack of, and it has no relevance to the video itself, but this all kind of ties together like really nicely, and I think it works very well.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, I love it. I love the video, and I love how, like, I always find fun. I found funny like how adults do things for kids, but when you are a grown up, you are watching that like, oh, I see what you did there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because kids, like, I imagine, like, if a kid is seeing this video, is they're like, oh, this is fun, all these colors, like SpongeBob, that makes me smile. But as an adult, you're looking at this like, man, this is so trippy. Like, and I think it's perfect for, of course, that the concept of the song. Like, if you think about it, the song is kind of, they use reggae elements. So, of course, when you have experience with drugs and marijuana, you're like, oh, this song and this video might be very good while I'm high. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always think about how grown-ups do stuff for kids, but they also kind of do for adults. And I was seeing the comments and people talking about the movie. I never saw the movie, but I'm gonna watch it now because everybody was saying, "Oh, this is
it's a good
so
movie.
So good."
Yeah.
People say like it's pretty funny.
Got yeah, some
good jokes in there.
Yeah, and I think that's why SpongeBob is still going after. How long has it been around? Over 20 years,
yeah.
Because it skirts that line of being, you know, part children's show. But then there's also a lot of jokes, a lot of innuendos and things in there for adults as well. There's loads of stuff in there that, you know, a kid wouldn't understand, but an adult certainly would. And it's the same with the song as well. I won't read out like the individual ones, but there's a number of sort of sexual innuendos throughout the song.
Yeah.
You can go look at the Genius lyrics and comments if you want to sort of, you know, try and work out what they are. Yeah, Shay works his magic on this on this track with the innuendos. And I have to say, in terms of an NERD song, it is great to see Shay playing more of a sort of significant part in a song as well. Because what, the first verse is, I might be wrong, the first verse is Pharrell, and then verses 2 and 3 are both Shay, I think, if I remember rightly.
Yeah. Yeah, and I when I was hearing Shay, like, because every time I think about Shay, I always think about that guy. Like, Shay doesn't smile a lot. He's kind of, I feel like Shay's kind of grumpy. And I was thinking, man, I would love, and I might say, I would pay a lot of money just to see Shay performing that song. Like, it would be hilarious to see Shay always smiling, like trying to bring the kid out of him, you know?
But I can imagine they really enjoyed making that track just because as well, you know, all of their kids are on the track as well. So
yeah.
You know, with the backing vocals.
Also Rocket, right?
Yeah, Rocket's on there. And I think 3 of Shay's kids are on there as well.
His wife.
Yeah. So I imagine they had like a great time sort of in the studio actually recording it together as a family, getting all the kids involved and stuff, and knowing that it's going to be in a SpongeBob movie as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a pretty good thing to do with your kids. Like, put them on a SpongeBob song, you know? Can you imagine? Like, goals.
Definitely. Other things to mention, a friend of the podcast, Brent, plays guitars on this one. Acoustic and electric. I did reach out to him to see if he had any interesting and or hilarious anecdotes for this one. Unfortunately not. He said this was one where he just came in to the studio. They said, please, can you play this? And he played it. And it was fairly straightforward and quite easy.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, an easy few days work for him, I think, there. What else have I got to mention? Going back to sort of the video itself, because it's that kind of, you know, playful animated style, it always makes me laugh when I watch it, the little like synchronized dancing that they do in various parts of the video, especially because you've got a fairly deadpan face of Chad, especially, I think, in there. it's just like there's obviously no smile, it's just a straight face, and they're doing little like funny dance moves and stuff like that. That always does make me laugh watching this video, I have to say.
And one thing that I noticed about the animated versions of the NRD on the video is the socks. The socks also has like the blue and red stripes, just like in Surfshop. So I don't know if he was on purpose or not.
Yeah, I was looking at that the other day, and I saw, remember, like looking at the shoes and the socks. The shoes, I think, are just plain black, aren't they? I think the same as SpongeBob's. And I saw the socks, and I was trying to remember if those are the same sort of socks that SpongeBob ever wears, but I'm not sure. But like you say, they are the same socks from which video is it?
Rockstar?
Rockstar, yes, Jinx, yes, yeah. So I imagine that probably is a little reference back to that as well. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And also, like, when they are in space, they put out like the Neptune planet on there. So
Yeah.
I think it was also a reference to them. It was cool.
Yeah, definitely. A couple of BBC hats that the characters are wearing in the video as well. A lyric around Adidas and Superstars from Shay. I get the feeling Pharrell probably wrote that line because obviously this was around the time when they were putting a lot of stuff out with Adidas in terms of the shoes. And the one other thing I had was you kind of mentioned earlier, the that kind of reggae sound, so kind of the horns, and it's not a steel drum being used, but it has a kind of steel drummy type sound to it. So I guess it's an electronic version of that or a distorted version of that, which I really, really like in the track as well.
I also like it a lot. I would love to see like more Pharrell stuff on that vibe, like reggae vibe. Like he, of course, like during his career, like he put out a lot of songs like inspired by reggae. But this is different. Like I think it's one of those. I think it's the most pop reggae song I ever heard. Because when you start, you see like, oh, this is a reggae song, and then it's not.
Yeah.
It's a pop song, and it's so pop. Because of the repetitive sounds, repetitive lyrics. So yeah, I think that's why a lot of NRD fans didn't enjoy it that much, that song. Especially because I think the song is from 2015, so it was after 5 years of hiatus. Like NRD put out that song, and everybody was like, "What is going on?" So of course, like it's a little bit bittersweet, but hearing now it's like, man, what a joyful song.
Yeah, man, it's a bop. It is.
Yeah.
You mentioned Pharrell in a reggae album. I think there have been rumors in the past that he'd done a kind of reggae inspired, I don't know if it would be an album or a project or just a bunch of tracks. Do you feel they would actually be really good, or would it be like a Snoop Lion type situation?
Yeah, I think it will be like a Snoop Lion type of situation. But if you think about it, like I would compare it even with the, remember the album that Pharrell did with the country group. So I think it would be like that. It would be a good album, but would be so different from what we are used to hear from Pharrell. That everybody was gonna be like, oh, okay, it's good, but I think maybe us NRD fans or Pharrell fans will enjoy, but the general public will be like, oh, okay, just another reggae album, I guess.
Yeah, I think yeah, there's definitely the potential for something like that to be quite interesting. I just wouldn't want it to start going over the line of being a bit cringy and a bit, which kind of, the whole sort of Snoop Lion stuff was for a while. And I have to say also off of like the album No One Ever Really Dies, that Ed Sheeran one at the end, which is Lifting You, I think it's called. That's the one song on the album I skip over every
Yeah,
time.
me too.
I
Me
don't
too.
like it. And again, it has that kind of reggae sort of Caribbean vibe to it as well. And for me, it just didn't work, and I don't listen to it.
Yeah, I think the song doesn't work on that album. you know? Like if you put out like other songs kind of like that, you're gonna be like, oh, okay, this is a good song. But on that album, yeah, but, oh, man.
You could put it on
Especially
any
you.
album, and I wouldn't say it was a good song. Come
Yeah,
on.
especially because Ed Sheeran has a pretty particular voice. Like he's a recognizable voice. So when you hear Ed Sheeran on the last song and you say like, what is Ed Sheeran doing here?
Like
What's that like a
that
bonus
white
track.
ginger boy doing on this reggae
Yeah,
vibe? What's going on?
exactly. And I always think that song was probably from for Chris Cat.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's one of the ones that have been hanging around for a while or not, or whether it was something new. Because I think, yeah, there was a
Yeah.
lot of stuff from that album that had, or parts of it that had been sat around for quite a few years. And Lemon was one of them as an example that had been sat around
Yeah.
since about 2010 or something, I think, hadn't it, in the vaults or on a hard drive somewhere, and then got pulled
Yeah.
out and remade. So
Yeah.
yeah, that song could have come from Pharrell's never imagined or materialized reggae project that he had at one point.
Yeah, probably.
There's one other thing I was going to mention that I was trying to find out about this song. If you listen to the song, you'll probably need earphones in because it's buried kind of in the back of the mix a little bit. There's like a little vocal snippet, like a little sample, and I can't quite make out exactly what it says. Now, I was trying to find out what that sample was because I could just hear it like constantly over and over again, and it repeats throughout the song. So I did reach out to a couple of people that worked on the song. They couldn't remember. So, I got nowhere very quickly, to be perfectly honest. They were like, haven't
Oh,
heard that song in years, got no idea.
fuck.
But if anyone out there knows what the little sort of vocal snippet that repeats in the background is, it sounds like someone saying, "Oh God." And I'm assuming it's a vocal snippet from either the movie or from one of the episodes of the cartoon. But I would really
Okay.
like to know what it is, where it's from, because it just bugged me for days. I kept listening to it. I kept like Googling, trying to search. I was reaching out to people that worked on the song and just like, could not find an answer. So if anyone out there does know, please get in touch.
Do you know the time of?
It's literally all the way through the track.
Ah,
It's
okay.
every few seconds in the, but it's right in the background. So I think if you just watch the video on your phone or on the TV or something, you're not really going to hear it very well.
Okay.
But put some earphones in and you'll hear it kind of right in the back of the mix.
Okay, that'll be attention.
Give it a listen, see if you can work it out. And if anyone else can
Yeah.
work it out and they give me a correct answer that I can get verified somewhere, then again, I may send you something
Yeah.
or at least give you a shout out on the podcast.
Yes, please let us know.
Anything else we want to go through on this track?
Man, I just everyone that is listening, please listen to this song like 20 times in a row. Like, or if you do drugs, also listen to the song. While you're doing drugs, it's pretty cool. You're gonna be
We don't
happy.
I have to say it's every podcast now. We do not condone that anyone that listens to this podcast does any drugs of any kind.
I agree. I just saying, like, if someone that is listening does drugs and want to listen to the song repeatedly, like, be my guest, it's gonna be a hell of a ride.
It's gonna be a trip, literally.
it is.
Well, I think that wraps that one up. Nice and short, just like the video and the song itself, which I think is 2.5 minutes. Cool. Yes. Oh, and I was going to mention, yes, as you said, if you're out there and you're one of those people that says, "Ah, it's not an NERD song, I don't like it," I'd recommend go and have a few beers, and then on a summer's evening when it's been a nice warm day and the sun is going down and you're in a good mood, just put it on in the background and listen to it then, and you'll enjoy it and hopefully appreciate it a little bit more.
Yeah, of course. And if you are one of those people that dance alone in your house, like me, it's a pretty good ride also. Like you're just gonna be bouncing around, singing along to these goofy lyrics. It's so fun. Like
Nice.
it puts me in such a good mood.
Yeah, it is one of those songs. And if you do go dancing around the house to it, do feel free to record it and put it on Instagram and tag us because we would love a laugh as
Yes.
well.
Yes, please.
We'll get Rafa to do it one day.
Yeah, I would love to. Like, pay me like 100 euros, and I would do it in a bit.
This is not your personal OnlyFans. It's not how it works. You need
Okay,
to provide the
10 euros.
content. All right, I can maybe stretch to 10, to be fair.
10 euros,
All right, we'll
just
see how it
for
goes. All right, cool. So, let's move on to other bits of news and whatnot from the last couple of weeks. There's a few bits and pieces. Firstly, I would like to hear about your trip because I was following along on Instagram. I saw all the sneaker spots that you went, the kind of boutiques you went to, and stuff like that. So, firstly, any highlights of places that you went to, and more importantly, did you buy anything?
Okay, nice. Yeah, it was pretty cool trip. My first stop was in Cologne, Germany. It's a small city, and I really enjoyed going there. Like the high point on being there was to be in the cheering area of the third league of Bundesliga. So it was pretty cool to see like the locals going crazy, swearing, screaming. And one thing that I didn't know, and I would prefer not to know ever, that they don't scream goal when a team scores. They scream Thor as the Marvel character. So they scream Thor. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, horrible. I didn't like it. I was pretty vocal about it. You guys doing it wrong. But okay. But it was pretty cool to see like families ringing, hanging around, watching football together, screaming, cheering. And it was, and on Cologne was the place that I bought a military jacket for only 7 euros.
Bargain.
So yeah. I'm pretty happy about the purchase. I couldn't buy like anything after that, like that made me happy as that jacket, because 7 euros, I mean, come on. And then I went to Amsterdam, and so I think it goes without saying, like I smoke a little bit of weed. I don't know if we can say that in here, but yeah, because I think the city requires everybody to do that. And one cool thing about it was we went to this bar, a coffee shop, and the guy that attended us, like, was serving us all the stuff that they had on the bar. He was Brazilian, so it was pretty cool to see a
You
Brazilian.
Brazilians get everywhere.
Yeah, we are like grass. We are like bananas. Like, we are everywhere. So it was pretty cool, like, just like, because since it was our first time in Amsterdam and also in a coffee shop, so we always feel like a little bit awkward. I feel a little bit misplaced. And it was cool to speak Portuguese with someone that worked there, so it was cool. But I mean, the city in general, it was awesome. Everybody was pretty cool to us in there. Everybody was pretty polite. And I went to a lot of sneaker stores. The stores in there, it was pretty insane to see a lot of different stuff from things that I see here in Spain. A lot of different sneakers, clothes. We went to Soul Box in there, so it was Soul Box. They always have Babes and Billionaire Boys Club ice cream, so it was cool to see other stuff in there also. One thing that I knew about Amsterdam, but it was cool to see in person, like a lot of people in there, they are crazy about Air Max as well.
Okay.
Yeah, like I think I never saw so many Air Max in my life. So yeah, I met a guy from there, and he was a sneakerhead. I was like, man, what is the thing about Air Max and with you guys? And he was like, I don't know, we just like it a lot. Like, it comes with the city. I think it's one of those. I think also London has one thing with Air Max trainers, right? Like the TN. So I think it's only London and Amsterdam that has actual a sneaker that represent the city. So it was pretty cool to see that as a sneakerhead. Like, it was a little trivia. And I think the highlight of my on my staying on Amsterdam was to go to the Van Gogh Museum. I knew his art, of course. He's a pretty well-known artist, but it was pretty cool to see all those paintings and actually hearing and reading about his life. It was pretty amazing. I got out of the museum pretty happy. When I get out of the museum, I was happy, but I was a little bit sad because his lifetime is kind of, I don't know, melancholic, and he died pretty soon also. So, but it was the highlight of my trip. I went to the Heineken experiment. It was not worth it. It was cool, like, to have some beers in there and see people like drinking and talking, but I think you can pass it. Like, if you are a really Heineken fan, okay, you go there, you're gonna enjoy. But as in general, I think it was like not worth it. And then I spent like 5 days in there, and then we went to a only day trip to Brussels, Belgium. It was also pretty cool. It's a small city, so there's nothing, not a huge thing about the city that made an impact on me, but the sneaker stores in there was pretty cool. Like, and I was surprised also because since it's a small city, so I was not expecting anything. And I went to a store, like, a specific store that actually made me think about the beginning of Billionaire Boys Club and ice cream stores, that they used to do those stores inspired by ice cream shops. And this store, I don't remember the name right now, but I can send you the link for the store, then you can put it on the description of the podcast. So the store is basically a market. So they put the sneakers on the ice, like they were fish, and they also put on the other shelf the sneakers. They put on the other shelf there was placed like they were fruits. So the store in general was pretty much a market that you can buy food, but no, you actually dare to buy sneakers. So it was pretty cool to see, especially because the memory lane, just thinking about the beginning of ice cream and BBC, and we're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
It's good to have a concept like that that differentiates you, because I think like nowadays a lot of sneaker stores are kind of the same. Obviously, interiors vary a little bit, but there's only so much you can do when you've got a big wall and you have to put sneakers on them. So to have a sort of slightly different concept like that and have it in like a market style, sounds quite good. And I do remember seeing your picture of that as well.
It was one of those stores that I was like, I want to find something, but just to buy it, just because I'm here and I want to have this experience. But all the sneakers that was there was pretty expensive because it's kind of a resale store, so they have like almost all the sneakers are resale, and I was kind of sad because I was like, oh, I want to purchase something from the store, but maybe next time. I asked the guy, the owner, if they have like clothes and anything. He was like, oh, I have it, but not right now. Like, we are producing. So maybe next time that I go there, like, I'm gonna be able to purchase something from the actual brand and the store.
Nice. That's it, everyone. Come back next week for Rafa's top travel tips. Can't even say
Yes, don't do drugs.
it. Oh man, that sounds like a good trip. And the jacket was was that your one purchase that you made?
I actually bought an other jacket from the brand Kangol, you know? Yeah, it was pretty, like, all my purchase on this trip was from flea markets, basically. So those vintage markets, you know? So I bought the Kangol jacket, on those also. I paid like 35 euros. It was pretty worth it. And one more that I think everything else was like chocolate, like Belgian chocolate, because it's one of the most famous one, and it is pretty good. I ate a lot of, what is the name? I forgot the name in English, but the thing that you bake it and put, sometimes you put syrup over it. It's not bagel, is the sweet thing. Like the ice cream sole is based on that thing.
A waffle.
Waffle, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. So yeah, the Amsterdam waffle was pretty good, and also in Belgium. I just realized I ate a lot of waffles on this trip, but it was worth it.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, I think it was the only things that I purchased. Let me think about it. Yeah, those jackets. Yeah, it was pretty much. Like I wanted to buy more stuff, but I have not seen something that I was really like, oh, I have to purchase
Yeah.
while I'm here. You know, like there's a lot of things that I saw there that I was like, oh, I can purchase the same thing in Spain. So yeah.
Very sensible of you.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, I can buy this cheaper elsewhere, but I'm here, so I'll just buy it.
Yeah, no, but you have to think, like Juliana was with me, so I always look at her and like,
Keep you in check, yes.
should I? And she was like, no. I'm like, okay, and just move on with my life, like a good husband.
Exactly. It's a good way to do it. Good way to do it. I must say, since we last spoke, I don't think I've got anything particularly new. I did get around to going back to the Adidas outlet that we have here.
Oh, nice.
I haven't been for quite a while. Last time I went, they had some of the Pharrell tennis shoes. They had some Solar shoes. No NMDs, but none of them were like, well, they had lots of tennis shoes. The Solar shoes, they didn't have in my size, so I didn't get any. So I thought I would pop back there and just see what they had. Nothing particularly exciting. They had about 100 pairs of tennis shoes with the, I think it was off-white and green color. So they had pretty much every size available. Not a color that I particularly like, and also a color that would get absolutely ruined here in Finland at the moment with the, now the snow has gone, all the grit and dust that's on the floor and everything that gets cleared away, hopefully in the next few weeks. So I think I just grabbed a couple of hoodies. Yeah, like an Adidas basketball hoodie, some other hoodie, bits and pieces. But yeah, no sneakers, unfortunately.
Man. But let me ask you, like, what was the prices of the NMDs? It was good prices?
So NMDs, yeah, they didn't have NMDs. Last time when I went, they had the Solar
Oh,
Hughes.
wow, that's a
I
lot.
think they were down to, oh God, I think they normally sell for 140 or something, and they were down to like, they were like 100 or 90 maybe. And then the tennis
Oh,
shoes
okay.
here are normally 110, and I think they were on sale for like 70 or something, maybe 60.
Oh, okay.
So I would say, like, you know, I already have about 20 pairs of tennis shoes, more of the kind of more colorful ones. So like I say, this colorway wasn't one that I particularly like, but you know, if you are very much into tennis shoes and you like that colorway, then yeah, there are a lot of them there for a fairly good price as well. So you could stock up. But I get the feeling the fact they had pretty much every size under the sun means that they haven't been selling very well over the last few months.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the last time that I went to Adidas outlet, I think it was like 2 months ago, and I was looking forward to see something from Nigo, from Pharrell, but I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I think like with, you know, the Nigo stuff's always more limited and is always going to sell out. The Pharrell
Yeah.
stuff, like, yeah, you can sometimes find human race stuff. You can sometimes find NMDs or Solar Hughes or whatever else they've sort of got. But most of the time, yeah, it's just tennis shoes because they're the ones that just keep getting pushed out again and again and again and again in sort of very boring colors nowadays. So yeah, over here it's always sort of very limited.
Yeah, like one sneaker that I really regret that I passed on,
Passed up on, yep.
passed up. Yeah, so one sneaker that I regret pa being passed on was the one that Nigo did with Adidas. But I think it was me. I think the collaboration was Nigo and Pharrell and Adidas. I think it was both of them, and it's a sneaker that is called Tokyo.
Yep.
So it's a pretty slim one. I think they put out like three colorways, and one of the colorways was like kind of like orange with green, and it was some crazy mix of colors. It was so cool. And I remember I saw once in an outlet for like 100 euros, and I think the retail price was 180. And I was like, no, I'm gonna wait for maybe it's
Oh
gonna the price is
man.
gonna be down a little more. And I never seen it again. Like,
Yeah, I would
gone.
say nowadays if you can find anything like Nego related in an outlet or on a sale, then like yeah, grab it. Because that doesn't they don't crop up very often.
Yeah, and that one was like that hurt me. They still haunt me on my
Oh,
dreams.
poor boy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nego, and we can go from Nego to transitioning into BBC. There was a new BBC release over the weekend, a collaboration with Victor Victor, which was released at ComplexCon in Hong Kong. So that would have been the 23rd to 24th. I think that was Saturday and Sunday. So yeah, essentially BBC t-shirts and hoodies with a BBC Victor Victor kind of, new design and logo on them. Some did get released earlier today, I think it was. So we're recording this on Tuesday the 26th in the evening. So I imagine it probably already sold out. But you could go to, I think it's bbcicecream.com.hk, and they did have some available on there. I did debate getting some, and then I landed on the website and I saw the prices, and I immediately closed that tab.
Bam.
And bear in mind, this is essentially, I think, just a BBC tee with a new kind of, print on it, a new design. I think they were 550 for a t-shirt and 1100 for a hoodie. Yeah,
Wow.
I was not going to justify that in any way whatsoever. So I immediately closed that. And I liked a couple of the designs. I liked the black hoodie they had, and I liked the graphics on the t-shirt that they had. They look quite cool, but yeah,
Yeah.
not paying thousands of euros for those. I didn't like them that much.
Hey, I'm looking at them right now. Yeah, it looks good. It looks good, but yes, a little bit pricey to say the least.
Exactly. And yeah, the fact you're, 90% of that price is just the name and the collaboration you're paying for, as opposed to the actual garment itself. Like, yeah, seemed a bit extreme. I can imagine a slight increase in price because obviously they're very limited and stuff like that. But yeah, 550 for just a t-shirt. Like, I was out.
Yeah, me too.
Moving on to other expensive clothing items, I put in my notes that today, Tyler has showcased new LV stuff. This was obviously last week when I wrote these notes. But we saw more of Tyler's Louis Vuitton collaboration, more
Nice.
accessories, I think more bags, a few more kind of clothing items as well. Again, looking good. Some really nice stuff in there. Out in the new sneakers as well.
Yeah, but more. Yeah,
Yeah, so
because
I think.
I think like last week I saw like three or four models
Yeah.
and the sandals, but there's more sneakers now.
Yeah, there were more last week. I think you commented on one that I posted. There was a green pair that you liked.
No, that one is pretty cool.
Yeah, so they had that model in a few different colors, and like you say, yeah, there were some sandals as well, and a few other
Oh,
bits
the
and
sandals
pieces.
looks awesome. Like, I'm not really fan of those. Like, I would never wear those sandals, but I
Same.
really like the design that they did with the flowers and everything. It looks pretty cool. Like, it was pretty creative of them of doing
Yeah.
that.
Out of like the outfits and stuff that I saw, the one thing that really stood out for me that I really liked for some reason were the ties. I don't
Yes.
wear a tie anymore. Like, I work from home every day, and even if I do go to the office, I don't need to wear a tie. But they looked really good with the kind of, the print all over. They had like a brown version. Then there was a lighter color version as well, I think I saw a couple of days later in another post. They were really, really nice.
I saw one that I think it was light blue also, and they did the photo. The model was wearing with a suit, also with like some light blue details. It looks so cool, man.
I think if I do look at trying to grab any bits, from this collection, I think a tie. I think I might grab one, and then just it will go in the closet, And then on a special occasion at some point, I will wear it. Yeah, once in my
Yeah.
life.
Yeah, I think my favorite so far is the green jacket. That is the color is like is a material, is like a blanket, and there's the Louis Vuitton pattern all over it, but just on the collar, it's pretty cool. I think it's the one that Tyler is wearing in one of the photos of the campaign, that there's a airplane on behind. Like, that was pretty cool. And also the bags,
Yeah.
the bag, like, because since they put like the Louis Vuitton like pattern logos, but they mix with a lot of different colors. It was pretty cool to see also, because
I
it
like
kind of it,
the go on.
no, just to say, like, I think that pattern, like the logo pattern of Louis Vuitton with a lot of different colors, is something that they did on 2004, 2005, something like that. So, but with Tyler, they did is like he designing himself, like it's like a drawing, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's like from his hand drawings, yeah. The same with the dog that appears on some of them, which I think he's used on some of the Lafleur stuff, hasn't he, as well? That crops up in some of his old designs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was gonna say I liked you mentioned the bags. One that I did quite like. Again, I wouldn't ever buy it myself, but I liked it. It's like a hard, small hard case, almost like a miniature sort of suitcase, and it opens up, you know, it folds out. And then because of the kind of checkered pattern on it, it turns into like a chessboard as well.
Oh, I
So
saw
you kind of
that.
keep, yeah, you keep the chess set, I guess, inside of the bag or the box. And yeah, you can stop and open your bag and have a quick game of chess. And I
Yeah.
really liked it. I liked the kind of colorway of it, the kind of green, different tones of green on there and stuff. Really interesting, really nice.
Yeah. And also the chess pieces, it's all different, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Like, even the details for those pieces, I find pretty interesting.
Yeah, I assume they're all kind of yeah, custom designed and everything for the set.
Yeah. And I think, like, for Tyler fans, it's pretty awesome to see, because the colorway pattern is basically the same that he is doing on his own brand, like the blue, the light blue, the brown, the pink, and the green also. Like, it's pretty much the same colorway.
That's some There's been some good stuff recently coming from him and from LV. So, yeah, it's really good to
Yeah.
see. Interested to see what he does next.
Yeah, and again, it's pretty good to see Pharrell and Tyler working together. We are never bored with the thing they came out together, right? Like, it's
Yeah,
always
definitely.
some pretty cool stuff.
Let's talk quickly about a couple of albums, shall we? Let's start with a new one. Again, this was a bit newer when we were going to record last week. It'd only been out a few days. Now it's been out a couple of weeks. The new Justin Timberlake album. There is obviously no, you know, Neptunes or Pharrell on this album at all. But what with the
Disappointing.
history and stuff, I thought I would mention it just as a new release. I had a couple of quick listens to it. There's some stuff in there that I kind of like. Some stuff in, you know, a lot of stuff in there, like not really my kind of thing, not for me. I will try and give the album another listen at some point soon, kind of, you know, end to end to really give it a proper sort of going over. But yeah, I thought, yeah, from my perspective, my opinion, fairly sort of mediocre, I guess. Have you had a chance to listen to it properly yet?
Yeah. I mean, of course, like, I'm a huge Justin Timberlake fan. So I think this album is they Justin did for Radio Spin, like 100%. Some of the songs I was listening to, and I was thinking about, like, I don't know, Harry Styles, and even Dua Lipa is the same sounds, same tools to get the radio spins. And but I like it, because I mean, I think he did two things with this album. He did songs for radio, and he also did songs for the fans. Like, even one of the songs is with the guys of NSYNC. and it is a pretty 2000 90, end of the 90s, early 2000 songs. It's pretty much that, and it's kind of boring, but if you are anything fan as I am, like, you like it, you know. So my f when I first listened, I was like, oh, this is horrible, this is boring, but I'm a fan, so I kept listening, I kept listening, and now I like the album. I don't think it's great. I think is the until now is my least favorite JT album, but I don't hate it.
It's grown on you a bit.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Especially because I'm not, I really don't like the new sounds that the pop music that is going on right now. So I think JT kind of pushed me to listen to the sounds and get a little bit of, I don't know, updated with what the kids are listening to right now. And but it's pretty cool. I mean, one thing that I really dislike it is like JT is 40 now, so he's doing music like he's red, like I mentioned, like he's like Harry Styles or something. He's not Harry Styles. He's Justin Timberlake. That guy is 44. I think he's 44 years old. So I don't think he has to do old music. That is not what I'm saying at all. But it's kind of sometimes some lyrics and some sounds I feel kind of embarrassing, like to see.
I found this on the last album as well. Some of the writing, some of the lyrics are a bit cringe, especially the sexual innuendo stuff, which, well, I guess anyone doing it, it's a little bit cringe. But yes, when it is coming from the mouth of a 40-something-year-old who's happily married, with a couple of kids and stuff, it's a bit like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think like they did he did those songs for the radio, like, because if you just listen in the radio or you listen in a club, you not think about Justin Timberlake having a ki having two kids in he's being married for almost 20 years. You're not thinking about that. You're just thinking that this song is good. I'm gonna
Yeah.
dance to it and that's it. So, but me as a fan, when I think about all that, I'm like, man, like grow up, Like especially because I always think of when I think about artists that evolved, not just musically, but also with age, I always think about the clips, for example. Okay, they have three albums, four albums, if we count like exclusive audio, what is the name?
Audio
Exclusive
footage, yeah.
audio footage. Sorry, thanks for correcting me. So, and I always think about how the last album you can hear on the lyrics that they are grown-ups. They are talking about family. They are talking about the things that they are not doing anymore. And just to hear this guy, like Justin Timberlake, sounding like a 20-year-old man, I'm like, man, you're not 20. But okay, but if you think just about the sounds and the music, you can enjoy it.
Okay. In which case, I will definitely give it another listen at some point and see if it grows on me a little bit, perhaps.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm almost 40, but I'm not gonna lie, when I heard the first time that I heard that NSYNC song, I was like, man, my guys, they are back. They
I
are
did open
back.
I opened iTunes and I looked at like the credits and stuff, and it's near the end of the album somewhere, isn't it? In the last part of it. And I saw featuring NSYNC, and I was like, oh, rapper's gonna be happy. He's gonna be
Yeah, man.
happy.
I mean, the song sucks. But just to hear those guys singing together, harmonize, like,
Nostalgia.
man, yeah, nostalgia. So yeah, I'm ready for a new album if they are also, like just put out. I'm here for it.
You and all the other girls, yeah.
Yes. Not girls, they're old ladies.
Well, yeah, all right, yeah, that. All the grandmas, yeah. Speaking of nostalgia, this weekend was making me feel very old, the 20th anniversary of Fly or Die.
Oh my God, yes, bro.
A lot of people's favorite NERD album by a long way. Not mine, probably my second favorite, but it's still right up there. And yeah, another 20 years for another album makes me feel old. But yeah,
Yeah.
a classic album though, a classic one.
What a ride. Yeah, I don't know if you saw it, but I, on a emotional ride that I was having while I
I saw
was
you on
listening.
Instagram, yes, yeah.
Yeah, I wrote a little poem, if I can call it that, a poem, and I started crying, man. Like just not, of course, it's because of the album, but also because I was realizing how the album means so much to me. I think it was the first time that I was like, no, never, let me get my head back to 2004, and where was I mentally, emotionally, physically, and what a ride was, like the nostalgia, like you said. And I started to cry because I was like, man, there's moments of that album made me company that was sad but also was pretty happy. So it's like a soundtrack for I think I pretty much listened to the album almost every day for 2 or 3 years, like every day. Because if you think about it, 2004, I don't know about you, but I didn't have Napster. My internet was pretty slow, so when you bought a CD, a disc, you are going to listen to that all the time because it's all the music that you had. So I remember back in 2004, like maybe I had like 20 CDs, and that was one of them. So I pretty much heard that album for, I don't know, maybe 2 years, like almost every day, to go to school, to go to work. So yeah, man, that album is everything to me. I love the album.
In Search Of kind of does the same thing for me, but Fly or Die, definitely similar experiences. I was still reasonably young when it came out, and at that time going out a lot more and yeah, listening to a lot more music than I do now. And yeah, I remember having it on repeat all the time, playing it whenever I could, basically at home or while I was out somewhere. So yeah, classic album, most definitely. Can't speak highly enough of it.
Yeah. What's your do you have a favorite song of it?
Oh, good question. Hold on. Let me get the track list because otherwise I will forget something and that will
Okay.
be unforgivable. Hold on 1 second
Do you want me
as
to
I
sing
re
every song for you? No, just
if
kidding.
you yeah, that would be good. It'd be good. Okay, sorry, that took me a minute. I will massively reduce that gap in the edit, but I have my original 2004 copy covered in
Nice.
dust because it has just come all the way from England to Sweden and then to Finland in the last few weeks. So yes, this is an original one. And I've got the vinyl and a few other original bits of merch here as well.
Yeah, I don't have the vinyl. I have to get it immediately.
Yeah, I recommend it. But I will just read out very quickly the 12 tracks that are listed here and then I'll pick one. So Don't Worry About It, Fly or Die, Jump, Backseat Love, She Wants to Move, Breakout, Wonderful Place, Drill Sergeant, Thrasher, Maybe, The Way She Dances, Chariot of Fire. I'm gonna go Wonderful Place.
Yes, nice one. With the hiding track.
Yes.
Hidden. Is hidden?
Hidden, yeah. Hidden,
Hidden.
yeah.
Yeah, man. Those string sessions on Waiting For You. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So
Brilliant track.
cool.
And
Yeah.
this was again similar to In Search Of, like all of the singles that came out from this, just bangers.
Yes, 100%.
Like She Wants to Move, still a brilliant track.
Yes.
Maybe I'll still sing along
Marvelous.
to that every day of the week.
Questlove, Lenny
Yeah.
Kravitz, come on.
Yeah. Like, oh, excellent album. I was listening to it over the weekend and I will continue to listen to it this week as well. And forever more into the future, but definitely more at the moment for sure.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I remember because this was the first energy album that I heard entirely. You know, because I think the insert shop, I heard some songs, and I remember the first time that I heard She Wants to Move, I heard it on the radio in a car, and I remember like it was yesterday, when it comes the bridge before the chorus, when they put that piano, I was like, this is so weird. Like, I was not expecting the piano at all. Like, why they put that piano piece in there?
Oh man, what? So for those that obviously can't see my camera at the moment, yeah, I'm just holding up some original Fly or Die merch from back in the day. So some NERD pins, some stickers with the dog and the brain logo and a keychain.
Yeah.
Also.
I'm just realizing I will never be able to go to your home without stealing
There's stuff hidden around everywhere that even I don't remember.
anything. That's awesome, man. Oh, that poster? Wow,
And there's
pretty
a couple up on
cool.
my wall as well, Fly or Die ones. So, yeah, there's quite a few bits and pieces here. And I've probably got more stuff buried somewhere as well.
Yeah. And I think like I remember when I starting to listen to the album, and when I have my friends over my house, and I started to oh, you have to listen to this. Like, do you know Pharrell? And everybody at that point knew who Pharrell was because of the song with Snoop, Beautiful, of course. And everybody was like, Rafa, why are you so strange? Like, this is horrible. Like, this is not cool at all. And I'm like, man, I'm telling you, this is so cool. Like, this is gonna be the sound of this decade. And yeah, I was pretty much like devastated because no one understood the album. Like, at least my friends didn't understand it. But of course, like, it's a strange sound, especially if you think about it. Like, you have like two black guys and a Filipino on the cover, so, and they are doing this type of music. Like, what is going on? So if you're not familiar with those guys at all, like, of course you're gonna listen to it and see the album cover, going, this is not for me. Like, this is too strange.
Yeah, and that it was kind of in a similar sort of vein of In Search Of, because yeah, you go through the tracks and there is such an eclectic mix of like sort of genres, and you know there is rock in there, there's pop, there's yeah, a mixture of everything. So I can see why some people don't always kind of, you know, gravitate towards the first couple of NERD albums, because they are, yeah, quite a mixture.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, man, 20 years, what a ride. Yeah, I remember like it was yesterday. It feels like it was 5 years ago, actually.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's one of the, I was gonna say the joys of getting older, if it's a joy, but yeah, you know, as you get older, these things, yeah, they seem like they were just a mere moment ago, but yeah, they were a long time ago.
Yeah, like I remember, like 10 years ago, I met a girlfriend of a friend, and her name, no, her name is, I don't remember her name, but her nickname was Tetra, and I was like, why her nickname is Tetra? Well, oh, because she was born on 94, and was the same year that Brazil was Tetra champion of the world. Well, okay. And that was so strange to me. And when I think about it now, it's like 30 years ago. And I'm like, man, what is going on? It doesn't feel like 30 years ago. It feels like it was 15 years ago, but not 30. And this album right there, 20 years, is a life. It's a lifetime.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm just, yeah, kind of reading through the tracks and also, you know, remembering. I think this album's a little bit more, yeah, I did say it's kind of quite eclectic, and it is, but it is more on the kind of rockier side than In Search Of was, because you've got like Fly or Die, Jump, Breakout, Drill Sergeant, Thrasher. You know, they're a bit more generally on the rockier side of things.
If you think about it, 2004 was a time that a lot of indie rock bands was coming out, like making a huge success. Good Charlotte, that they have on Jump, right? Like
That's
the
what I was going to say.
brothers.
That's, you know, that's exactly that, around that sort of period when that sort of band were really popular.
Yeah, I met in my lifetime, I met a lot of guys that was like, oh, I know NRD. They have a song with Good Charlotte. I'm like, wow. Okay.
Everyone has their avenue into this, you
Yeah,
know.
exactly.
We can't all be the same.
Oh, actually, talking about NRD and nostalgia and everything, when we were at Brussels, we went to a vintage shop, and I was wearing the NRD hat, and the guy immediately, man, that's some old school stuff you're wearing. And he pointed to the hat, and I immediately, I was so happy. Oh man, you know the band? And he was like, I know the band. My older brother used to listen to all the time. And like, oh man, that's cool. And he started to talk about how Fly or Die was his favorite album. I said, oh man, mine too. So yeah, I forgot about that detail. It was pretty cool.
International, mate, brings us all together.
Yeah. I think I remember all of the times that someone pointed at me just because I was wearing, like, I don't know, NRD t-shirts or the NRD hat. The first time was in Miami in 2015. The guy was driving his car. He stopped the car and he was pointing at me like, cool hat, man. NRD is dope. And he ran
Nice.
off. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, okay. That was a huge moment for me because, oh, someone knows NRD here. Of course, we are in the United States. But yeah, you always those moments. And I think with NRD fans, maybe it's even more special because it's just a few of us. Like, it's not everybody that knows the band. Everybody knows Pharrell, but it's not everybody that knows the band. So when people recognize it, it's pretty special.
Let's not reminisce too much longer. We don't want you breaking down in tears again.
Yes, man.
Have we got any other topics you want to cover this week?
No, I think that's pretty much it, right? But I think we definitely, like, in the future, after we cover all the singles and videos, I think we have to start to do albums, you know?
Yep.
Go to track by track, maybe, but try to do, like, maybe we can, like, write it before we go to, and just to simplify, because of course, if we stop to talk about Fly or Die, for example, it's gonna be like a 2 days minimum of a podcast.
We need to, like, meet up in
Yeah.
person and lock ourselves in a room somewhere with loads of beer and snacks and just, power through it for a week.
So yeah, but I think that's pretty much it from the for the week.
Cool. Well, we will wrap it up there then. You can find all the show notes and all the things we mentioned, hopefully, if I remember, within the show notes in the podcast app of your choice. Or you can head over to the website to find them, which is theothers.net. You can also head to linktree/otherspodcast to find all of the various social media profiles and accounts. You can find me at Steve R. Penny pretty much everywhere online. And Rafa, where can the people find
People
you?
can find me on my personal Instagram account, that is Rafito_Zirk, and in my illustration account, that is sneak.art.el, to see my sneakers, illustration, and posters. Yeah.
And you're on a big one today because we are recording this on Air Max Day. So all of your classic Air Max images are up, which I've enjoyed going through and reminiscing over. Because as those that do listen to the podcast will probably know, Air Max 90, my daily wear, pretty much every day of the week, my favorite sneaker ever almost. So yes,
Nice.
I always enjoy Air Max Day.
Yeah. I just re someone just reminded me today that I never illustrated the Air Max 90. It's pretty much horrible of me.
Yeah, I saw all your ones earlier, and you've got a lot of you do a lot of the Air Max One, don't you? There's a lot of those.
Of
Not
course,
many
but
no 90s, yeah.
yeah, so I have to do that immediately.
Add
Because
that
of
to your
course,
list.
I think the most class the The most classic one is the infrared, right? So I
Yes.
have to do that. Yeah, I'm gonna go do that right now. No, actually.
Now you've got
Yeah.
podcast
Yes,
artwork to do, my friend.
boss. Yes.
Exactly. But if you would like to have a look at Rafa's lovely artwork and purchase some, whether it's Air Max 90s or if he does one, Air Max 1s or many, many other different sneakers, and yes, head over to Sneak Cartel and I will put links in the show notes as usual.
Thanks, man.
But yeah, we'll wrap it up there. A good one as always. Thank you, mate.
Yeah, man.
Thank you,
Thank
everyone, for
you.
listening, and we will speak to you all again soon. Bye bye.
Yes. Bye.